This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's going to be another vote in the House tomorrow to defund Obamacare. For those keeping track, it'll be the 42nd time that House Republicans will have done so. This one will be tied to a temporary spending bill, keeping the government up and running. But while Congress does what it does, efforts to promote the Affordable Care Act are rolling right along. The White House is trying just about anything to get people to sign up, including enlisting the help of professional sports. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from Washington. There has been mixed success.
My, how things have changed. When Massachusetts was trying to promote its health care reform law in 2007, it partnered with the Boston Red Sox. Pitcher Tim Wakefield appeared in ads promoting the exchange where Massachusetts residents could buy health insurance. It was known as the Connector.
So visit the Health Connector.
There was
today.
A special Cover Your Bases night at Fenway Park and information booths at all home games so fans could find out about health insurance plans and even enroll. But now that healthcare reform has gone national, things are different. No Major League Baseball teams are helping promote it. Football teams have shied away, too, except for the Baltimore Ravens. They'll run this ad.
It's a new day.
Before and after game broadcasts.
Get the health coverage you need. Total health coverage indeed.
Becca Pierce is executive director of Maryland's Exchange. She says it was a no-brainer to partner with the Ravens to promote the exchange because many of Maryland's uninsured are young men who like the Ravens.
So we know in our research that 71% of the uninsured either watched, listened to, or attended a Ravens game in the past year.
Pierce says the exchange has a partnership with the Ravens, but it's not like players will be touting the benefits of health insurance. And the team says the deal is nothing special. The Ravens compared it to other advertising arrangements with the Maryland Lottery and Verizon. And they turned down our request to talk about the ads. Sports marketers say there's a reason the Ravens are downplaying their deal with the Maryland Exchange. Chris Anderson is with the firm Marketing Arm.
The team might actually anger the fans. And they might be so upset, in fact, that the fans say, you know what, I'm not even going to come back to the game next week.
Anderson says President Obama's health care reform law is much more political and controversial than the Massachusetts plan was. In fact, a couple months ago, Republican congressional leaders sent a letter to six professional sports leagues, including the NFL. The letter warns that a team would, quote, risk damaging its inclusive and apolitical brand by helping promote health care reform. But the letter writers left soccer off the list.
This is jeopardy. This is victory. It's in the net.
D.C. United, Washington's soccer team, will help promote the District of Columbia's exchange. Mila Kaufman heads the D.C. exchange. She says they're sponsoring three D.C. United games next month, running public announcements, and setting up information booths in the parking lot and stadium. Kaufman says D.C. United is looking beyond politics.
We know that fans are Republicans and Democrats, and some don't care about politics at all. And this is all about the facts, getting the facts to the fans so they can make more informed decisions.
You might think D.C. United would be eager to get out the facts about the partnership, but it seems they're following the Ravens' lead. Even a team that has signed on to promote the health care reform law turned down our request for an interview. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.